Clerks is a hardcore independent American independent film that can only exist in the era that it was created. Mallrats is an untalented kid's attempt at a studio comedy that he grew up watching. Chasing Amy, I think, is I've heard it described as the original romantic comedy, and I would not disagree with that at all. And you know, it's a film of definite amount of power, but I can also see how people can tear it apart. I can see its weaknesses, having just watched them recently.
What do you think the weaknesses are?
I'm Chasing Amy?
Yeah.
Chasing Amy, I feel like I could have edited that movie better. I mean, Mosher just pointed out to me recently that we edited Chasing Amy in 9 days. And, yeah, I mean, that's, mind you, that was, like, now I'll work on a flick like, say, Zach and Miri. I'm cutting while we're shooting. So during the day, I'm on set shooting the movie. At night, when we wrap, I go to the editing room, lock the door, and sit there by myself, cut the movie together. Till about 3-4 in the morning, go to sleep, then wake up 6-7, go back to work. And you're never tired because you're like, oh my God, I'm making my dreams come true. All that shit that was in my head is, I'm seeing it come to life. This is amazing. And you're working with great people who are fun to be around and shit. The food's free. They give you free breakfast and free lunch. It's great. And not to, you know, never mind the money. All that shit is just nice enough. That makes you want to get up. And you never feel tired. You're always just like, I want to go. I'm Chasing Amy. We shot the whole movie. We had dailies, like we saw some video dailies and whatnot. We shot the whole movie, then dumped all the footage into Avid once we wrapped. And then we were renting an Avid room in the city, so we had a tight budget. We didn't have, you know, I think we had 10 days scheduled for the edit. And so Scott and I were like, fuck it, let's do it in 9. And we had just learned the Avid. Like, Scott took a 4-hour course where somebody instructed him the Avid, so he was going to cut. And I was sitting behind him in the editing room. And there's nothing worse or more, there's many things worse, but one of the many irritating things in life if you're a filmmaker is sitting behind somebody while they cut. It's like sitting behind somebody while they're playing a video game. You just want to be like, let me do this. And then you're like, so I would do that like for the first hour and a half while Scott was cutting. I was just like, can you just pull it back a little bit? No, go back to that moment right before it, the one eye close. And then you're like, wait, let me just get in there. Tell me how to do it real quick. And he gave me like a 30-second tutorial, and then I just started cutting. It's pretty simple system to use.